Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. I appreciate everyone coming in and joining us tonight. My name is Elizabeth Poole, and I'm sitting in for Bishop Poole in Doctrine of Truth, and I'm so very happy to be with you all tonight to share the thoughts and the word concerning living on your destiny. I want to start by saying thank you to Bishop Poole for allowing us time to come in and speak on this topic tonight. Bishop Poole can be heard on Blog Talk Radio on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. But tonight he gave us some space to join you all and to talk about destiny. So we're going to start with a prayer to get everything going. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you for everything that you have done for us today. I thank you for bringing us to this time and this place and for giving us the wisdom and the knowledge to share your word tonight. Please be with us as we go through tonight and allow your word to reach out to the people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We had another host coming in later on tonight. She will join us if she's available, and she will share her message on destiny and the ins and outs and, you know, her thoughts on what she's feeling and how she's able to live on her destiny. But I just wanted to welcome everyone and let you know that tonight's topic is living on your destiny. I know that's something that I myself have, I guess you can say, battled with or have thought about throughout life. That's a big thing for a lot of people. What is my destiny? What is my calling? How do I fulfill my destiny? How do I reach that calling? And tonight we're going to try and give you, you know, scriptures and a little direction so you can go to God and you can seek him about living on your destiny. I'm going to start with a scripture here in Jeremiah, the first chapter and the fifth verse. It's coming from the English Standard Version of the Bible. And it says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." And this is God simply speaking to us, letting us know that before we were even born, he knew who we were. He knew our names. He knew what we were going to do in our lives. He knew the path that we were going to go. He knew if we were going to be obedient or disobedient. So he's saying that it doesn't, you know, you shouldn't be concerned or worried or, you know, anxious to know, Lord, what am I supposed to do? Because God says, hey, I knew that already before you were even born. I knew that. And also in Jeremiah 29:11 of the English Standard Version, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." So God is also letting us know that, hey, I know the plan of what you were going to be in life. I knew the life that I have for you. So not only did I know that before you were born, I also know that the plan is for you to prosper. I also know the plan is for you to be in good health. I also know is the plan for you to be successful. I know a lot of times, I'm 33, and I'm not afraid to say it. I'm 33, and going into your 30s, at least from my perspective, going into your 30s, you're like, oh, my goodness, what am I supposed to do? Who am I supposed to be? This whole society says you're supposed to be married by the time you're 30 with two kids and all this stuff. But really, is that the plan for my life? And a lot of people, they get, you know, stuck with what society says their life is supposed to be and whom they're supposed to be by these society standards. But we have to realize that God's standard is the standard that we should be looking towards. God's standard is the standard that we should be seeking towards. God's standard is the standard that we should be patterning our lives at. Because he told us in his word that he knew what we, who we were, and that he already had it laid out, and that he already has us to prosper. So it doesn't matter what the society laid, you know, standards are. It should be what God wants us to be. So you're probably saying, Elizabeth, okay, that's all well and good, but how do I know what my destiny is? Like, Elizabeth, you know, you're sitting up here telling me about what the word says and what God says about it, but how do I know what my destiny is? Well, I'm gonna tell you a story. I was pregnant when I was 23. I had my daughter when I was 23, and for the past 10 years, I have been a single parent, and being a parent in general is a weight on anyone, whether you're single or you're married and you're taking care of kids. Being a parent is a weight. Being a single parent is a great weight, at least for me. And so these years, I have been, at least for the past 7 or 8 years, I have been in that same questioning. Like, okay, God, I have this child. Yes, you know, I did it on my own. You forgave me. I repented. Now it's, you know, time for me to move on and forgive myself. So how can I be this better person? What is my destiny? And it wasn't until about maybe a year ago that I really sat down and sought God and asked him, really through prayer and fasting and studying, what his will and his destiny was for my life. It was one morning I woke up about a year ago. It's been about a year, year and a half, and I felt like it was in that movie Groundhog Day. Do y'all remember that movie Groundhog Day with the man? He woke up, and it was like he was repeating the same day, you know, no matter what he did during that day, he repeated that he went to sleep and repeated that same day. That's how I felt. I felt like it was in a cycle of life, of just laying down, going to work, you know, getting my child from school, doing the homework, having dinner, going to sleep, and waking up and doing it the next day. And I said, Lord, this cannot be. This cannot be what my life is. Not even for myself, but for my child. Because I wanted to set an example. I wanted to set the example and let her see that, you know, life is more than just this. Because as a parent, we have to set those examples and instill those principles and those values in our child. So anyway, moving with the story. So I said, you know what, God? I was talking to my sister-in-law, and I said, you know, I'm just tired because I can't do this every day. I feel like all I'm living for is to go to work. I didn't have a career. Notice I said work. It was to go to work and, you know, go to sleep at night, get up and do it the same day. So, and speaking with my mom, I was telling my mom the way I felt, and she says, you know, what have you prayed about? And I was like, yeah, Mom, I prayed about it. But really, in prayer, when we go to God, just because we say, oh, you know, Lord, this is what I need, this is what I want, are we listening for the answer? Because as I really sat down and as I really began to pray and seek God, I had to be able to and willing to open up my heart and my mind to receive his answer. Because it's not enough, you know, it's just like if we have a child, if we're talking to someone and we're just talking, but not allowing them to speak, that's how it is sometimes when we go to God. We just talk. Oh, Lord, this is what I need. This is what I want. And we're not allowing God to speak. So I had to take a moment and say, okay, let me go back to this thing and do it again. So I sat down and I started to pray. And, you know, I got within myself, so to speak, and I, you know, stopped watching TV. I just really needed time in my closet to seek God and ask him what his plan was for my life. And once I did that, I allowed him to speak to me. And the thing about having him speak to you is that when God speaks, you have to be willing to accept his answer. You have to be willing to open up your heart and your mind and know that God can use anyone and anything to get his message and his answer to you. So it was like, you know, a couple of months, like I said, a year ago, and I was like, well, Lord, what is the call for my life? And I was talking to my sister-in-law. She was like, well, Elizabeth, you know, you need to start speaking. You need to be a motivational speaker. And I'm like, I cannot do that. I don't want to do that. First of all, I don't like to talk in front of people, which is very weird because I sung in a choir in front of people all my life. But I was like, no. I don't want to talk in front of people. Who am I to motivate? And I don't even feel motivated. She was like, no, you'll be a good motivational speaker. And I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. And, you know, I stopped listening. Okay, because I'm thinking, no. That's not what my life is about. So I went on. And then my brother-in-law, he says, well, I need you to do the welcome at the church. And I'm like, okay, brother-in-law, I'll do it. Because, you know, I love my brother-in-law, and I'm going to do it. If you ask me to do it, I'm going to do it. But again, it was like, okay, I got to get up in front of people, and I got to speak, and I really don't like that. I'm a writer. You know, that's what I do. I write. If anyone who knows me, they know that I write. I'm a writer. I write songs. I write poems. I'll, you know, design a nice program. I do the stuff in the background. So coming to the foreground, for me, what I thought, what Elizabeth thought, was not what I had in my mind, in my head, as what my calling was and what my destiny was. So as time went on, I began to be put out in the forefront at my job, beginning to give, you know, little presentations here and there, and beginning to just notice that people were asking me for my advice on things, asking me. You know, I started speaking with people and, you know, just in conversation, oh, girl, you can do this. Or, you know, oh, guy, you know, you can do this. You know, this can be, and they were like, Elizabeth, you know, you motivated me, and now I'm not afraid to go do what I need to do. And I'm like, for real? Because in my mind, I'm like, I'm afraid. I can't, No. But that was God trying to move me into my destiny, move me into my calling and say, hey, look, Elizabeth, you need to come out from behind the shadows and be in the forefront, because that's why I've called you to be. That's why I've destined for you to be. It's a funny story, because tonight we were having two hosts on the show. And like I say, Lord willing, she'll be on her way. And we're having two hosts on the show. And so this whole week I had, like, butterflies. I was like, okay, oh, Lord, we're about to do this thing. And, you know, I'm researching, and I'm getting my words together, and I'm writing the outline. And the whole week, I'm like, oh, my goodness, I am not wanting to do this on my own. I need someone to be here. You know, okay, she's here. We're going to do it. We're going to rock the show out. And, you know, I'm going to let her talk, because we had a plan in place, you know. And so later on tonight, I got the word that she was running a little behind. And I said, you know what, God, you are so funny. And I only say that because early in the week, I had prayed to God and said, you know what, God, I know what my destiny is now. You show me what my calling is now. Push me out there. Make me do what I need to do. And so tonight, when the other host was like, oh, I'm running a little late, you know, and I was like, you know what, God, you're funny, because you answered my prayer, because you have me here pushing me out there, having me here hosting a show by myself for right now, doing what you've called me to do. And that's why I'm saying tonight, and that's what the word says, you know, God knew what we were going to be when we were born. He had it all planned out. He knew that this time, this place was going to come up, and that I was going to be sitting up here speaking with you all tonight about doing what God has called you to do. The other element and the other piece of that is that when God has given you the answer, when he has called you out, when he has let you know what his plans are for you, you must follow it. As we talked about earlier, it's not enough to just say, oh, okay, you know, we're going to talk about it, and not allowing that person to speak. And not only allowing that person to speak, but you have to be willing to obey. Obedience. Excuse me. The word says obedience is better than sacrifice. And we must learn to be obedient to the word of God and to whatever God has called us and has told us to do. We must be obedient. So had I not Well, once I prayed to God and sought God and spoke with him about, you know, the plans for my life, and he gave me his answer. It is up to me. It is up to me to follow. He's laid it out. It's already laid out. The word told us in Jeremiah, it's already laid out. But are we going to walk in it? Are we going to do what we need to do to walk in it? Are we going to do what we need to do to be successful? It's not enough to say, I want to be successful, and you have no plan. It's not enough to say, I want to be successful, write the plan down, and don't work the plan. It's not enough to say, this is what I want to do, and you don't put action into that. So all of these pieces work together. When you're going about and you're asking God and you're going to God, talking with him about what his plan is for your life, you must be willing to be obedient and walk in it. If you're not obedient, then it's not really God's fault about you not prospering. It's your fault because he's laid it out there for you. He's laid out the plans for you. Again, in Jeremiah, it says, I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to welfare and not to evil, to give you a future and a hope. So like he said, his word has already laid it out for you. But we must be willing to walk in it. We must be willing to walk in it. So when I decided that I was going to walk in God's plan, the other piece of that is that it's not always going to be easy. It's not always going to be fun. It's not all, you might have to go alone. And some people may not understand. But the good thing about it is, as long as God understands, then it's okay with me. That's with me. But I had to get to that stage. It wasn't, you know, it didn't come overnight. I was very, 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 very apprehensive. I was very, 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 very scared to walk in his will, in his calling on my life, because I didn't know what people were going to say. I was like, okay, you know, are they going to accept me? Are they going to hear it? Are they going to, you know, what are they going to say? Are they going to criticize me? But you know what? If God has given you that path, if God has led you to that path, then what can man say? I mean, really, let's think about it. If it's for us, in Isaiah 54:17, it says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Sure, people are going to talk. Sure, they're going to talk. they talked about Jesus. They stoned Jesus. So who are we that people are not going to talk? You're not going to please everybody. See, my goal is not to please everybody. My goal is to please God. So as long as we keep that in the forefront, that our goal is to please God, then you can really say what you want to say. You know, I'm not saying that it might not hurt and it might not get you discouraged, but that's why we have to keep our eyes and our hearts and our minds stayed on Jesus. Because if God has brought us to it, the battle has already been won. It has already been won. It has already been laid out for us and won. Therefore, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Sure, people are going to talk. Sure, people are going to want to, you know, discourage you. But God is my head. God has already won the battle for me. God has already done what he has needed to do for me to succeed. So I really, you know, you get to a point in life, at least I've gotten to a point in life, that it does not matter what people say about me, because God has got it all under control. God knew who Elizabeth was going to be before Elizabeth was born. God has already given me the power and the plan I need to succeed. He already laid it out in his word. So therefore, you can say whatever you want about me, but God is for me. Who can be against me? If God is for us, who can be against us? So that's why I say, in this walk of life, when you're going into your calling and when you are doing what God has called you to do, it's going to be rough. It's going to be rough. People, you know, you're going to get those, as we say, those haters. You know, you're going to get those people who won't talk about you and say whatever they want. But at the end of the day, God is for us. Who can be against us? His plan will allow us to prosper, plain and simple. as long as God has called you, as long as you're doing the will of God, you won't fail. It may be lonely, but God walks with you. Psalms 91 says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust." So it does not matter what you say, you know, it does not matter what you, you know, try and conjure up and, oh, you want to do this against Elizabeth. No, because God is for me. So it does not matter who can be against me. All right, let me take a breath. That was a lot of information this first couple of minutes. So I'm going to open up the floor to you all tonight. If you want to, you know, give your comments or your questions, go ahead and press 1. And, you know, we'll welcome you in. Okay, we're going to take a call right now from, it looks like our other host is on the line. So let's welcome her in. Hello?
Hello?
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead. You're on the line.
Yes, this is Brother Poole, husband to the assistant host. We are on our way. We just called to say you're doing a wonderful job. We love the way you're speaking on destiny, but we also want to say sold out for Christ team is wishing you well, and also commend you on taking the initiative and continue to do what God has called you to do. One of the things that came to my mind, just want to do a quick comment, and then I'm going to get off the phone so somebody else can speak. One thing that came to my mind is that God gave me this message one day about, you know, He didn't say the walk was going to be easy, but He never said you were going to be alone. So in the time of need, if there's nobody, you think there's nobody for you, God is always going to be there for you. In this walk of life, God already knows the path that you're going to go down. It's just up to you to follow His commandments. So once again, we just want to say great job. Keep up the good work. So God for Christ team is happy for you, and we're going to be there pretty soon.
All right. Thank you for calling, brother. Thank you. Okay, we're going to take our next call. Hello, caller.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Sister Thomas.
Yes, caller. Hi, Sister Thomas. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm enjoying the show tonight. And I just want to put an input in on a comment that I've learned it down the years that we listen to too many other people instead of just listening what God says about your life. If God spoke something over you, God is not a man that He should lie. And I just thank and praise God for this subject, because what God says for you is for you. You just got to continue, like you said earlier, to obey God. And when you obey God, you're going to see that God got a harvest for you, but you have to do your part. I just thank God for the subject tonight.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Thomas. And she's right. Caller is right. You know, and as the previous caller said, too, you may feel like you're alone, but God is always there. He's always there. I don't want us to forget that God is always there. He's always there. He's always with us. And, you know, as Sister Thomas was saying as well, you know, all these people can say things, and people do say things in order to discourage you. Some people intentionally say things in order to discourage you, but as long as you keep your focus on God, keep your focus on what He has told you, His word will not come back to Him void. So if He has told you that, then hey, nothing else matters. Okay, it looks like we have thank you callers, and if anyone else wants to speak, you just go ahead and press the number 1 and we'll get you on the line. So as I was saying earlier, you know, this has been a journey for me. It's been a journey. Okay, we have a caller who like to speak. Just looks like it's coming out of Georgia. Hello, caller. Hello. Caller from Georgia. Hi.
Hello?
Young caller, how are you? Yes.
Fine.
And who do we have on the line tonight? Yes, go ahead, young caller.
Oh, my name is Olivia.
Hello, Olivia. How are you?
I'm fine.
What question do you have for us tonight?
Will God ever give you a path that you can't handle?
That's a great question. Thank you for your question. We're going to answer that. The young caller said, will God give you a direction or a path that you can't handle? It's a very good question. And the thing about that is no. The simple answer to that is no. He will never put, his word says, he will never put anything on you that you cannot bear. So if God, if it directly comes from God, then you'll be able to bear it. Yes, it might seem like, oh, you know, some days you get discouraged. I mean, we're human. Some days it feels like it is so much more than what we can bear. Some days it seems very hard. But trust that God, if God has given you that direction, he is going to carry you through. He's going to give you the strength to make it through. He's going to give you the resources to make it through. He's going to give you the people so that when you are feeling a little down, he'll send somebody to say, hey, sis, or hey, brother, you're doing a good job, or hey, you know, I thought about you today. How you doing? He will send somebody to help you out. He will send someone to give you that lift that you need. He will send someone to help you carry that load. So thank you for that question, Olivia. That was a great question. Would she ask, would God give you more than you can bear? And the answer is no. Because if God has given it to you, that he has equipped you to bear it, he has equipped you to be successful. And in that, while she asked that brings me to another point. Sometimes we want things to move so fast. You know, we live in a fast-paced world. You know, I can tweet you, I can text you, I can Facebook you. I mean, so fast. So sometimes when we get that answer from God, we're looking for our direction to just be right then. God told me my destiny. Ooh, it's gonna happen tomorrow. No, it might not. It might not happen for 3 months. But as it says in Habakkuk 2:3. It says, for still the vision awaits for its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. So that's encouraging us to say, okay, so now that I prayed about it, God has given me the answer. I've opened up my heart, and I'm obeying it, and I'm walking in my destiny. Know that this race is not a sprint. It's a marathon. And we got to keep pushing and know that if God has given us that word, we got to wait for it. It might not come tomorrow. It might not come next day. But we have to wait for it, and we have to keep pushing. It looks like we have another caller on the line. Let's see. Hello, caller. Hi, hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the line. Hi, who is this?
DJ.
Hi, DJ. How are you tonight?
Good.
Good. Did you have a comment or a question you wanted to ask?
A question?
Go ahead.
So I heard Olivia say the question that she asked, and what if it's too hard and then it just keeps getting harder? Is that God or the devil?
Okay. Thank you, DJ, for that question. Everyone, DJ is asking to follow up with Olivia's question. If it gets too hard and it looks like, you know, it's no let up, is that God or is it the devil? The first answer to that question, DJ, is that you need to pray. You need to seek God. Because if you're feeling like, oh, Lord, this is too hard and I don't know what to do, you need to get down on your knees and pray. That is our first and our main line to God. God, again, will not give us more than we can bear. Now, I know from experience, being a single mother, it is hard some days. It seemed like for 3 years I was having a bad day. It seemed like, oh, Lord Jesus, like it was hard. Like DJ said, if it got hard and it got harder, and I was like, Lord, something about this ain't right. You got to give me some strength. And, you know, and I just started to pray. I mean, you know, we have to pray without ceasing, first of all. And the second answer to that is that God is not the author of confusion. So if something you know, like they say, it's too good to be true, or something is just like, you know, is not agreeing in the spirit, then it's not of God. You have to seek God. You have to seek God. You have to pray. And God, when he speaks to you, it's a sure voice. It's that still voice. It's that, okay, that is from God. He gives you confirmation. You know, that one person, like I was telling you all earlier, you know, my sister-in-law was like, oh, Elizabeth, you got to speak. And I'm like, no, I'm not a public speaker. I don't do that motivational public speaking stuff. And then it was somebody else, a couple of months later, was like, oh, okay, do you speak? Do you give classes? And I was like, okay, Lord. You know, he gives you confirmation, if it is of God. So, young DJ, go ahead and pray. You know, if you feel like something is going on and it feels so hard that you can't bear it, then you go ahead and pray. But remember, God won't put anything on you that you cannot bear. So if it is of God and he has brought you to it, then he will bring you through it. I know people say that all the time, you know, it's one of those things. But really, if it is of God and he has given you that direction in your life, you can make it. And we also we need to remember that the devil is busy. Because when he knows that you're walking in your destiny and he sees that you're obeying God, then he's going to want to do, you know, he's going to try to throw these things in your way. He's going to try to knock you off your path. He's going to try everything to keep you from doing what you need to do in God's will. He's going to try to keep you off your journey. He's going to try to keep you from, he's going to try to keep you from living out, you know, being in good health, making you he's going to try to keep you from all that. Because, see, the devil, his job is to kill, steal, and destroy. So he says, oh, okay, I see young DJ, I see young Olivia walking in their destiny. They, you know, they doing it for God. So let me, you know, give them bad grades. Let me let them fail his test. You know, let me let them be confused. No. That's when we pray. We have to go to God in everything. No matter how big or how small, you know, I tell my daughter, even on her little test in school, I say, you know what, before your test, you need to pray. You need to pray and say, you know what, Lord, help me with this test because I know I studied. Bring it back to my remembrance. In Jesus' name, amen. Even if it's just a little, you need to keep that connection with God. Keep that main line with God so that if you feel like something, oh, Lord, I just feel, confused, you can just start praying. When you pray without ceasing, when you pray about everything, then you could be praying and don't even realize. You know, I was in the car one day, and I was thinking about some things going on in my life. And, you know, I was just in the car driving. And the next thing I know, I was singing. And then by the time I got to work, I don't even know what route I took to work because I had been singing and praying and talking to God because, you get that connection with God that, you just start praying and you realize you done had a whole service in your car before you get to work and you feel much better. And I don't care what it is. I don't care how many hard nights I've had. I don't care how many times I've cried. Once I have talked to God, he sends his Holy Spirit. He sends his comforter. God is a comforter, okay, because he knows this walk in life, it's not always going to be easy. He knows that we're going to get discouraged. So he sends the Holy Spirit. He gives us his word. You know, he gives us the comforter. He's always there for us when we call so that he can speak to us. He can speak to us. And he can give us that comfort. And he can give us that strength to keep going and to keep moving in our destiny and just in life, period. You know, I never thought, And this is very honest, I never thought that I would be here in life. And when I say here, you know, at the beginning of the show, I was saying how I'm 33 and, you know, I'm a single parent. And, you know, you know, these years have been what they are. And we had good days, we had bad days. And it's, you know, a lot of ups and downs and it's a lot of weight. But for me, just sitting here, hosting this show, I did not see myself doing that. I did not. I mean, I saw myself in the background, you know, working the technical stuff or, you know, writing the outlines, but I never saw myself up front. But that's why it's so good. It says God's word does not come back to him void. God knew this time and this place was going to come. God knew that, hey, Elizabeth, this is what you were going to be doing in your life, and I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful that he has brought me this far. He has chastened me, you know, he has encouraged me, and he has brought me out of my shell, and it has gotten me to this point in this place that whatever he says, I'm like, okay, God, okay, that's what you're saying? Okay, God. You know, and I'm ready for the fight. I'm ready for the journey. I'm ready for the battle because I know I've already won. That's the best thing of all. You know you've already won once you stay with the Lord. You've got it already. You've got it. Okay, it looks like we're going to take another call. Let's go to the phones. Hello, caller. You're on the line.
Yes.
Hi, caller. Yes, hi.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm really enjoying the show this evening. And as you were speaking, a scripture kind of came to mind, which is in Ephesians, whereby it says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, and according to the power that worketh within us." So I think a lot of the times we put limits on God. You know, we think our situation is too big to handle. But according to this scripture, it says that he can do exceedingly abundantly above whatever we can even think of. You know, so the things that he's able and capable of doing, we can't even think about it. You know, so I think in your discussion of saying, hey, our destiny, you know, if we were to simply let God lead and guide us, you know, he knows what's best for us, and there's nothing that he can't do. You know, so when you're saying, hey, you know, coming out your shell, we need not be afraid, you know, because we know to whom we're serving. And the God that we're serving can do exceedingly and abundantly. You know, there is no limits on God. You know, so I thought I would just add that in. That kind of came to mind as you were speaking, so I'm really enjoying the lesson tonight. Continue.
Well, thank you, caller, for your comments. And you know, the brother is right. He's very right. We shouldn't be afraid. We shouldn't be scared. And you know, you know that natural man wants to creep up and be like, "Oh Lord, I'm so scared. I'm so nervous." But you know, he's right. You know, God has already laid that out for us, so we won't fail. And he will keep us, and he will give us the strength that we need to carry on. So I'm glad for all of the comments tonight, for all of the questions tonight we've had from our young callers, for everyone listening online. I'm glad for you all tonight, and I really do hope and pray that you know you're getting something out of the discussion tonight. Okay. Ooh. We're just going good tonight. We're going well. All right. So on that other side of that, you know, I was doing into my study. I was thinking about, okay, so, you know, now we know what we need to do to get this destiny thing going, and we know what we need to do to, you know, pray and ask God. We know God can do it exceedingly abundantly. So then what's the other side of that? And we were talking about, you know, writing out the plan. Because you can't go through life without a plan. I mean, you know, we can, you know, in our early years, you know, we young, you know, I think it's just, you know, we going to play. You know, we babies, when we little kids, you know, we play. And, hey, that's our day. Our day is to what shoes we going to wear in order to go outside and play, and how long can we play before the street lights come on and mama coming back in the house. That's our plan for the day, okay? But as we get older, it's like, okay, what am I going to do after school? Am I going to school? You know, am I going to college? And the plans for our life. But we have to write those things out so that we have a clear vision and a clear direction for our life that we can see. When I decided to, you know, obey, essentially, when I decided to obey and submit and, you know, just really get closer to God, and I say, well, you know what, Lord, I have to write down what you told me. Because if I'm going to walk in this walk and you've given me, you know, the plan and the calling and the destiny, then what are the steps I need to take? You know, you have to write the word says, the right division and make it plain so he that sees it can run with it. And so I said, well, I have to write this out. And, you know, in my writing, it turned into a book. It turned into a book. And I remember my father, Bishop Poole, was saying, you know, he always tells us, you know, you need to go on and write your book. And I'm like, okay, I can't, you know, I'm going to write a book. But, no, you need to go and write your book because a lot of times what you're going through is not always for you. In the end, it's for God to get the glory, and it's to encourage and help others. So when I started writing down my plan, you know, just so I could see the steps and have it laid out, and I would not forget what God had told me when, you know, I was speaking with him and seeking with him and everything, it turned into a book, and I'm steady writing. And you know what? Whether or not it gets published, it's going to be something great for myself, because I can see where I came from. I can see where God has brought me. And then I can pass that on to others. Because it's not for us to sit and to keep it. A lot of times we want to sit and to keep it because, oh, I don't want her to know. You know, I don't want him to know what I'm doing. You know, I don't want. But if God has made you to prosper, then why would you not want your sister and your brother to prosper as well? Okay, this thing is not just for us to keep within ourselves and not share. Okay, God has made you to prosper, so why not share that with someone else so they can prosper as well? Why not give them the keys? Why not give them, you know, the direction and the encouragement so they can move forward? A lot of our young callers tonight is, you know, was like, oh, well, what if it gets too heavy? Hey, that's why we need to call upon each other. That's why we can't, forsake to assemble ourselves together. That's why it's good to go to church. To be in Sunday school so you can, you know, get those teachings. Be in Bible study so you can get those teachings, so you can get that encouragement. So when it does get, you know, or you feel that it's too heavy, so to speak, then you can get that encouragement from others so that your sister and brother say, oh, you know what? I went through that. But you know what? You can make it, sister. You can make it, brother. You know, God has not forgotten you. You know, you get that encouragement. You get that, you know, it's just something about when you talk to a person who has your best interest at heart. Now, I'm not saying go take advice from everybody, because everybody doesn't want you to prosper. But when you assemble yourself around people who are of God and people who, you know, have sound counsel, who have wisdom, who are able to encourage you, those are the people that I talk to. You know, being a single parent, and many of single parents may agree, you know, like they say, it takes a village. And not even a single parent, you know, two parents, it takes a village to raise these children. So I had to get me a good and stable, you know, team, as they say, to help me with my daughter. Because those days, you know, where it's like, Lord, you know, I go call my mama, and my mama is a woman of God. And I say, well, Ma, this is how I'm feeling. And she'll talk to me, and sometimes I don't even want to, oh, Ma, I just don't want to hear that. But no, she'll still talk to me, Elizabeth, you can do it. Elizabeth, you can make it. God has not given you the spirit of fear. You know, God is on your side. And it's like, okay. And then after I kind of calm down, it's like, okay. All right, she's right. And then I go pray, and then, you know, it's good to have that encouragement. But if I just went out to the club somewhere, you know, it would have been like, oh, you finna drink. You know, that stuff is not where you need to be. That does not help you in your walk stayed on Christ. You need to surround yourself. You need to get in the Word, and you need to keep going so you can fulfill the journey that God has set out for you. So that said, all that to say, I know that was a lot, but all of this, and it was good at what one of our other callers was saying about how, you know, you can't listen to everybody. You cannot listen to everybody. You have to be so deep in the Word. You got to be so close to God that all that other stuff don't matter. When nobody else really knows what you're doing, it does not matter what you think I should be doing. God has got me. God has put me on this path. God has put me on this plan. And I'm so grateful to our bishop and our leader because he teaches us the Word. He teaches us the Word of God. He teaches us to keep moving. He teaches us the truth. Okay? It's not what we want to hear. It's not, you know, oh, you can go and, you know, club on Friday and be to church on Sunday and, you know, doing the praise team. No, no, no. He teaches us the word. Okay? The wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life. He teaches us the word. Because that is what is going to keep us. That is what is going to be able to stand. So I'm so glad for our bishop. Now, you could say I'm a little biased because that's my daddy, but still, I'm glad for my bishop and my daddy because growing up, we had that in the house, you know. They trained us up in the way we should go. So when we were older, we might have, you know, tried to do what we wanted to do, but we were brought back into the way. So now we can walk in our destiny. We can walk in our calling. We can do what God has called us to do and told us to do and destined for our life. But we have to train our children. We have to train our children. It starts from birth. And you know, the ones of us who do know the way, we have to instill in our children what is right. We have to instill in our children to pray. Okay? You can't be too young. Talking about, oh, the baby too young to learn how to pray. No, because if the baby can sing, you know, all this other stuff, the baby can say, Jesus loves me, okay? Because there's videos out there with the babies doing all this stuff. So if the babies can do all this other stuff, the babies can say, Jesus loves me. The babies can learn the 23rd Psalms, okay? We have to be set ourselves apart. We have to instill in our children holiness or hell. You either going to heaven or you're going to hell. Plain and simple. It's no two ways about it. So I try to, or not try, I stay close to God so I can train my child. I can train her up in that way. I can tell her, you know what, you know, young person, when I call her, I say, you know what, young person, you go on and pray. And she says, well, Mommy, do I have to pray? You know what, my eyes open there, I'm going to be at school. You know what, young baby, go ahead and pray. Because I'm going to tell you what, when it comes down to judgment, them little children or those little people or whoever was going to be talking about you, we all got to go to God. We all got to stand before judgment. So you go ahead and pray. Because when time comes, you want to be able to enter into heaven. Because that's the end goal. The end goal is to make it to heaven. To make it to heaven. God loves us. He loves us. And he wants us to go to heaven. He doesn't want anybody to be lost. He does not. So those of us, oh, God, don't love. No, 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 no. My God loves me. He gave his son to die for my sins. Now, I don't know anybody in this day and age who would die for my sins. First of all, who would die for me? I mean, you know, we say we love each other. You know, your husband, your wife, oh, my baby, I love you. But would you really die? You know, But God died for Jesus. Died on the cross to save us from our sins. And he rose. He rose. And he has all power. So, ladies and gentlemen, good hearts, if you ever feel discouraged, go to God. Because he's there for you. He is our Father. He's our keeper. He's our provider. He is everything. He is. He is. He has never left us. He knew us before we were even born. He had us, you know, he had our plan mapped out before we were even born. So go to God. Go to God because he cares for you. He really does. And I mean, you know, I tell you, it has not been easy. I'm not sitting up here telling you it's been easy. These past couple of years have not been easy. But I go to God. I go to God because I know he cares for me. I know he provides for me. I know he keeps me. And I know that he will sustain me and give me that push. Give me that push and that strength I need to be prosperous in him so he can get the glory. It might be dirty sometimes, it might not feel good sometimes, but he gets the glory. He gets the glory. So as we're wrapping up, if we have any more questions or comments, we can go ahead and take those at this time. But we just want to remember that God gets the glory. Okay, I see we have a caller who has a last comment. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, caller.
Hello?
Go ahead. How are you? Yes.
Pretty good, and yourself?
I'm good. Did you have any comments or questions you want to share with us tonight?
I just want to tell you, you're doing a beautiful, beautiful job, and we are very proud of you. And also, I got one question for you. My question is, you talked about your support system. How did your support system help you flourish in your destiny? If you could just give me like one quick answer, because I really love when you talk about your support system.
Okay. Well, thank you, caller, for your comment. And so everyone on the call is asking, how did my support system help me? Let me tell y'all how my support system helped me. Okay? They pushed me. Okay? They pushed me out to do what I needed to do. That is how my support system helped me. And they prayed for me. And they prayed for me. They kept me on their mind, and they prayed. Oh, yes, they did. They prayed for me every night. Every day I would call them, and they would pick up the phone, and they would pray for me. And, you know, they always encourage me. They do. They truly encourage me, and they say, you know, hey, Elizabeth, you're doing a good job. Even when I don't see it, even when I don't feel like it, even when it just looks ugly, they give me that support, and they encourage me, and they help me, and they just hold me up, you know, and they love me. And, you know, not by just words, but actions. They love me in their actions. And so that, those are some of the ways, you know, it's many more, but those are the main ways to me that they really just show up for me. They really show up for me. It looks like we have one more comment we're going to take before we wrap up. Hello, caller. It looks like it's a caller from Georgia on the phone. Hello. All right. Well, that's good. That's all good. We enjoy you being there, caller from Georgia, and we appreciate you listening in. We appreciate you listening in, and we appreciate everyone taking their time to listen in with us tonight. So I hope that you all enjoyed the program. I hope that you've gotten something out of it. And then, you know, if nothing else, if you remember nothing else from the program, remember, go to God. Go to God in prayer and ask him to lead you and guide you to your journey, because he has not left you. He's seen you from the beginning. He's laid out his plan. He's destined you for greatness. He will not put anything on you more than you can bear. He does exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask. So go to God. He won't fail you. He won't leave you alone. You won't be out there by yourself. And even if you're physically, quote-unquote, out there by yourself, God is always there. He's always there. He never leaves you. He never forsakes you. And his word is true. That's not just something that we say. His word is true. His word is true. He has given it to us, and it is there for us. So I thank you all tonight. You know, excuse me, Bishop Poole is on Blog Talks on Thursday nights around 7 p.m. So if you enjoyed this show, Bishop Poole is on Blog Talks, and he's the one who has laid out the instruction. He's laid out the plan. He's laid out the way. He's laid it out for us to be here. So if you enjoyed this show, you come back on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. and you listen to Bishop Poole, because he will give you the word. He will give you the word. And if you're local here in the Fort Lauderdale area, you can join us at our Sunday school at 10 a.m., main services at 11:30, Wednesday night Bible study at 7:30, and we have prayer on Thursday afternoons at 4 p.m. So if you're here with us in the Broward area, Broward, Palm Beach, Miami, come join us. Come worship with us. Come get that word. Come get that hug that you need. Come get on the main line with Jesus on Thursdays at prayer. So you can, you know, walk in your destiny. You can also follow us on Facebook, JCI, or Jesus Christ Ministries. And Bishop Poole is also on Facebook at Bishop Algie B. Poole Jr. You can also, if you forget our services and the time for our services, you can visit our website at jciministries.org. And you can also see us on Sundays on Ustream. Ustream.com/go to the U. We thoroughly enjoyed you all being with us tonight. We thoroughly enjoyed being with here with you all tonight, sharing this word, sharing our experiences, sharing this time with you. And as we close out, just going to close out with a little prayer. And we just want to say, you know, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this place. We thank you, Jesus, for those who have called in tonight, those who have listened on the web, those who have just encouraged us and found encouragement in this program tonight. Lord, we just want you to reach out to those if they're trying to figure out what their destiny is, if they're trying to just figure out life, if they just want to know more of you, God. Just reach out and just touch them in the name of Jesus. See about them, God. Let them know that you have never left them, you will not forsake them, and you love them. You want them to prosper. Right now, in the name of Jesus, just go out into this radio land and the web land, God, and just heal your people. See your people. Bind up any thoughts of discouragement and frustration and, you know, afraid and, Lord, I can't do it. Bind it up in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, we know that you are able to do all things in the name of Jesus. We know that you are able to do all things but fail, God. And you have their best interest at heart, God. So touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Make them to prosper and be in good health in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask in your name, in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Well, we thank you once again tonight for calling in and being with us, and we hope that you'll join us again Thursday nights with Bishop Poole. And if we have another one of these, you know, sessions about destiny or life or anything in general, follow us on Facebook. So if we have another one of these sessions tonight, you can, you know, get in and call us back and be here Thursday nights. So thank you for joining us. And have a good evening. Be blessed.